Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Tomorrow afternoon's opening session at the Kentucky Forest Industries Association annual meeting in Lexington is a seminar on white oak, a follow-up to a similar workshop in 2015. UK Professor of Forestry, Jeff Stringer.
There's been a continuing increase in demand for white oak, in particular higher quality white oak. And this is driven by, one, our forest industry's use of white oak for lumber, flooring, things of that nature, as well as a distiller's interest and the wine industry's interest in increasing production. And that's led to an increased demand for white oak for the cask and the barrels that are used for that.
White oak is a major species in timber here, and keeping populations healthy and thriving is top priority.
You have to provide for sustainability of that white oak resource to make sure that we're doing things now to make sure that we've got supplies in the future for those industries. And white oak is also a key species for wildlife standpoint, acorn production, that kind of thing. So white oak is a big part of our forest here in Kentucky, and we need to be making sure that we're doing things to sustain its ability to give us timber in the future and lumber and barrels and those kind of things, as well as be there for wildlife and other ecosystem concerns.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Kentucky Forest Industries Association annual meeting runs through this Thursday, with that white oak seminar set for tomorrow afternoon at 1. UK's Jeff Stringer has been heading up that session to deal with everything from white oak sapling production and planting to best management practices during harvest. He says in this case, commercial and non-commercial interests seem to be on the same page.
Nice thing about this is that you have competing industries in some way, in some ways industries that also feed one another, like this distillers industry and wine producers and that kind of thing, as well as traditional forest industry and nonprofits that are interested, like the Nature Conservancy, interested in quality white oak being out there in the ecosystem. And so everybody from that standpoint is on board with the idea that we need to be concerned about sustainability and doing things in a way that promote the continuance of this species.
UK Forestry's Jeff Stringer. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.